Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A question as old as time itself, Thomas.
What's that?
Who can you trust more? Folks with money or folks without money? Because this story we have, some folks may hear and think, typical. They may see the town and go, oh my goodness. But there is a solid argument to be made that you are better off losing something in a place without much.
Oh, really?
Oh, you disagree?
Yes.
You hang it out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from Penfield.
What happened?
Specifically, the Dollar Tree in Penfield.
Oh.
And Tommy, just to be clear, the Dollar Tree is the place where everything used to be a dollar.
Yeah, but
it's not Dollar General where there's multiple prices. Mm. Anyway, a woman went shopping, returned her cart, and wouldn't you know, she left her phone and wallet in the cart without realizing it.
Yeah.
She left.
Yeah.
Went back to the store later when she figured out what she had done, and sure enough, phone, wallet, gone.
Oh.
On top of that, there was an unsuccessful attempt by an unknown individual to use the victim's credit card that was in her wallet.
Oh, so they already are on the run.
You got it. No arrests, no suspects,
and
a lot of headaches for this poor woman.
Oh, yeah.
So, Thomas, we have a weird side-by-side
here. Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. On one hand, this happened at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
And if someone is shopping at the Dollar Tree, you'd assume that person does not have a lot of money.
Yeah, you're shopping low.
You got it. But on the other hand, this Dollar Tree was in Penfield.
Yeah.
And there are people, Kimmy, you could back me up on this, that have money that will use the Dollar Tree to get cheap things like greeting cards, gift bags, office supplies.
Oh, yeah, party supplies. I think like people go to like the one-time use stuff.
You got it.
Yeah.
So in this specific story, we cannot be sure if this was someone who was busted and took an opportunity, or this is someone that had money that wanted a little more.
Mm.
And that raises the question.
Yeah, what's that, buddy?
Let's say you lose your wallet, Tommy. Are you more likely to get it back intact in an affluent area in the greater Rochester neighborhood or a place that does not have a lot of money?
Oh, I think if it's affluent, yeah, you're going to get your stuff back. But if you lose it in a raggedy area of town, some raggedy ass is stealing it.
Okay, so just to be clear,
so
everyone comes along. When you say affluent, you're thinking a town like
where I live, Pittsford.
Okay, Pittsford.
Shown place.
And when you say raggedy,
picturesque.
When you say raggedy, you're thinking a place like,
you know, raggedy town.
Okay, I need a place so I can picture in my head where we are.
Maybe a suburb by the airport.
Really?
Yeah.
Chi-Lai?
Closer to, let's say, Gates. Mm-hmm. And the Gates Hotel.
Motel.
Yeah. A rougher, poorer area of the town.
So if we were to use those two side-by-side towns, you say you are less likely to get your wallet back intact in Gates than you would in Pittsburgh.
I'm amazed. Like, so I remember I lost my sunglasses at Wegmans, and I realized that I went back inside. I looked around. I couldn't find them. They were already at the desk.
Is it possible it's because you wear such stupid, loud, obnoxious stuff nobody was going to wear them?
Some dork or sunglasses.
Listen, they're orange sunglasses. They're really nice.
Kimmy,
yeah.
Would you agree that folks are more likely to get their wallet back intact in an affluent area as opposed to a less socioeconomic place?
I think it has less to do with the affluent area idea and more to do with, like, what suburb or what area of town do you think has the oldest population?
Oh, so you say the older the population, the more likely you are to get back.
I think that's where you're going to see more people returning stuff and maybe doing the right thing. Like, maybe they could... Because they're older, they could be more religious, okay. more of that do the right thing kind of generation.
That's a good take. Like, I mean, even the movie Do the Right Thing is 30 years old.
Like, yeah. I'm thinking, yeah, the older set, the older crowd, the older grocery store with the oldest population demographic, I'm thinking that's going to be the most likely place to return something.
So Brighton, you're more likely to get your wallet back in Brighton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going back to what you said.
Yeah.
And again, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The idea that more money someone has makes them less likely to keep that cash is the wrong way to think.
Why?
Money is money. And folks always want more. Now, I understand in this case, it's a
credit. Yeah, but there's desperate people.
I see, this is what people like you, and you're
crackheads.
Not even... Crackheads.
Junkies. Alcoholics.
Yeah, you're one of those. You live in Pittsburgh.
Low-end alcoholics. Homeless alcoholics.
You think you're a high-end alcoholic?
I'm pretty good.
You don't pay a mortgage.
That keeps me high-end.
You can't afford to get rid of those varicose veins. God, could you not wear shorts ever again?
No, the veins are done. This one's gone.
Did you sneeze hard? Because they seem more prominent today.
And they're not as purpley.
Ugh.
But you say.
It looks like Grimace is trying to get out of your leg. No, I mean, the idea that more money leads to less.
This is like crime.
No, okay.
And grabbing and ripping.
Folks always want more. Allow me to gesture to every billionaire that exists on the planet.
Okay. So you wanted to say that rich people will grab your wallet, take your money, and screw you over.
Yes. May I point out Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Jeff Zuckerberg, they can live 10 lifetimes of opulent luxury.
Mark Zuckerberg.
What did I say?
Jeff Zuckerberg.
That guy too. He sucks. No, Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, his brother.
No, but those guys could live 10 lifetimes of luxury.
Do you think Jeff Bezos is grabbing my wallet?
No, but how do you know he wouldn't? A little cash in his pocket.
All right.
The point I'm making is those guys keep working and do unethical things to increase their wealth. What makes you think a guy that makes $200,000, $300,000 a year isn't going to take $50 cash?
I can't imagine if I'm a member of Oak Hill and I leave my wallet in the locker room.
Yeah.
That some Oak Hiller who's paying $60,000, $70,000 a year to be a member is stealing my wallet.
Oh, so they don't have locks on the lockers there?
Be that as it may, I'm thinking that's to keep the staff out of the stuff.
Oh!
Yeah. I mean, I would accuse the help.
Oh, yeah, because you're a dick.
Want somebody fired.
You don't even know how to sound like a rich guy.
Judge Smells.
Well, the world needs dicks. Ditch, dick, damn it, you go ahead.
The world needs dicks.
You can't do it.
The singers, too.
This show sucks. We can't even talk.
So I would say, I would think, because I told you, like, people take walks on the canal. And sometimes they'll leave their Starbucks cups there while they're, and then take a walk for a mile, come back, and just leave their drinks there.
All right, I'm going to say something.
It's so weird.
I'm going to say
something. I would never do that.
You're going to tell
somebody might roofie me.
I was good.
And then BF me.
You don't think anyone's whizzed in any of those Starbucks cups?
I don't know.
No, but I'm saying.
But they have the confidence to leave them there.
Yeah, but that's naivety. That's not
basic fact. I wouldn't do that either.
Look, with this story, again, 252 WCMF, a woman, Dollar Tree in Penfield, went shopping, left her phone and wallet in her cart, put the cart back, drove away, realized what she did. She ran back to go get her stuff. It was gone. On top of that, someone tried to use her credit card unsuccessfully in another place, and it's Penfield, but it's also a Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
So you have high-end, low-end mixed together.
Yeah.
What part of the greater Rochester area are you most likely to get back a wallet? Let's use cash in this argument because I agree that using a credit card illegally is a bridge too far for almost everybody. I would argue that someone who is struggling is more likely to bring that cash back, and here's why.
To who?
Anybody who loses it. You know what that pain feels like. You know how much losing $50, $100 could F up the rest of someone's month.
Absolutely.
And you've been in those spots, and it's buried you. And I'm not saying it's a guarantee if you lose your wallet in a more working-class area, you get it back. But I would argue you are more likely to get it back in Gates, Greece, than the wealthier parts of the city, Pittsburgh, Fairport, down near those high-end city.
Yeah, but let's say I do find it, and I'm jonesing for some drugs or a bottle of booze or some heroin, and now I've got $100.
So you've got everybody engaged.
I can go buy a bag of dope.
You've got everybody engaged doing heroin.
I would, no, not everybody, but, you know, 45% of the population probably shoots a bag a day.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Matt. Hey, Matty, how are you, buddy?
Good, how you guys doing?
Good, man, what do you got?
Recently, by the way,
Matt, you sound, I'm sorry, Matt, let me stop you. You sound like every dog that could talk in a 90s movie.
I got two quick things. Recently, during Christmas time, I left my phone in two different stores, and two people picked them up and chased me down, asking people, you know, asking whose phone it was. I was surprised because it was a brand new Google Pixel. I definitely did not expect to see those phones again. But the one I called in for was when I was 22. I remember having my wallet drop out of my basketball shorts, getting out of the car at Home Depot in Henrietta, and panicking an hour and a half later when I realized I had missed it. Some old man had ended up turning it into the customer service desk and never took a nickel out of it.
There you go.
Yeah.
How much did it have in it, Matt? Did you say it had like $500?
Oh yeah, I just gotten paid. Yeah, I had $500. I was, yeah, that was
God like damn.
All my money I owned. So yeah. But
well, Matt, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Along Matt's line, Danny Tripp. Writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get it. I lost my wallet at the dog park hiking in the woods like 2 years ago. A week later, someone found it and mailed it to my house.
Dang.
Perfectly
That's
intact.
A guy.
I live in Gates.
Like, I don't know if I would go through the, I'm going to mail it, like, pack it up.
Yeah. But that would be the easiest way to do it, because if you have the person's ID.
Oh, no, you know why he's not doing it? Because of the thing I just said.
What?
Danny lives in Gates. Somebody mailed it to him. You live in Pittsburgh.
Which
50 bucks? What's a wallet? What does it matter? I just have my
wife. So Breezy and I are in on this.
Yeah, I've told you and Breezy are the same person.
I mean,
my wife is paid for everything. Okay.
I think that there are some people that have a better perspective on this than others, just because it, like, there are people like Matt who's lost like multiple things. Like, they're just people prone to losing things.
True.
Like, I know a guy that has lost his wallet. It seems like 10 times now. Like, I would love to ask that guy how often his things get returned and where they usually get returned.
Okay. Yeah, so you have to have multiple experiences
in
different places.
Yeah, like
you would
have to, like, know what to expect at certain places.
Okay, I get what you're saying. I also would argue that punishment could play into it.
What do you mean?
Tommy, would you agree? The more affluent you are and have been, the less likely you are to know people who have been in trouble with the law?
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many folks in higher end East Side towns know people who have gotten in trouble growing up?
Zero.
Okay.
Very low.
I know plenty of kids growing up against.
Bro, I know.
I also know those kids were punished. There's parents, their parents did not have connections or money or high end lawyers.
Couldn't buy their way out of it.
There is a fear that exists when you know no one is coming to save
you. Okay.
And you could call me crazy, but I think that also bleeds into your subconscious that you have to be more careful on what rules and laws you break, depending on where you grow up and how much money you have.
But you're really not breaking any law picking up a loose wallet.
We found out you are. Remember? We found this out a couple of years ago that there was a guy in Batavia Downs. The story is coming back to me. There was a wallet on the floor.
Yeah.
He picked it up. He took it home. It only had cash in it. He was arrested.
So I thought that goes for even just like outside.
Well, why would it be different there?
Well, because it's just like I can see inside a casino. It's private property. They can press charges. If I just find a wallet on the sidewalk and I scoop it up,
yes.
take the money,
yes.
Toss the wallet.
We've talked. Yeah,
and if they find out I did that, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you're stealing.
I found it.
No. Oh, you tell it to the judge. How is that not stealing? It's got their ID in it.
Well, stealing represents like I picked the pocket or grabbed a purse.
Okay, let's
pulled it out of your car.
Let's walk through this.
Like Jesus giving me money.
Let's walk through this.
Thank you, Jesus.
So you found there's money there that's not.
I'm just trucking down the road.
Okay, so there's a wallet.
Taking my wallet.
Is that, did you earn that money?
No.
No, you didn't. And there is a face and an address on a card in that wallet.
I don't touch anything but the cash.
Okay.
I just slip out the cash.
How is that not stealing?
And I toss.
How is that not stealing?
Well, because you left it there. Apparently you didn't want it.
Kimmy, you remember the story in Batavia Downs where that guy found a wallet and was arrested for stealing the wallet?
Was he using the money out of it or something?
Yeah, he took the money.
Yeah.
No, but I suggest you do it next time. And if anyone sees Tommy do it, call the cops.
I'm arrested.
Yeah, it's a dick.
He did not
move.
Earn that money. How do you know that guy didn't earn that money? Maybe he did something
How sick. Do you like it didn't earn that money? I don't know. Here's how. Because you just said, no, I didn't earn that money into a microphone. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Teddy. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Good, Teddy.
Good, hey, Teddy.
listen, about a year and a half ago, I used to work with this guy, and he dropped his wallet in the bathroom. There was $1,200 on his wallet, so I give it back to him.
Wait, stop. Time out. I'm sorry. There was $1,200 cash in his wallet?
Yes.
Holy crap. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, anyway, so I give it back, and then he accused me that, did you take some money? And then I threw over his face, and then I said, Tom, his name is Tommy. Unfortunately, it was Tommy Mueller. Otherwise, I'm going to take that money in my pocket. That's what I'm gonna talk to him.
Teddy kills himself. Teddy kills himself. He does his own show for himself. Yeah.
Head down to the Teddy Club.
Teddy, you're returning the wallet every time?
Oh, yeah. As long as I know these people, yeah, you bring it back. I mean, you know, $1,200 is a lot of money, but, you know. I mean, if you know, especially if you know that person, it's just not worth it to keep that money, you know.
Okay. Well, Teddy, have a happy Father's Day, buddy. Thanks for the call.
You do the same.
I will.
Bye.
Bye.
You'd have to be a real dick if you knew the person and you didn't give it back.
Ooh. Or knew the person and accused them of stealing money out of your wallet.
No kidding. What? What?
I think I would accuse you of taking money out of my wallet.
I don't need your money.
You do, actually.
I have my wife's money.
Well, joke's on you. It's my wife's money, too. 252 WCMF. But, like, you are the perfect example of this.
How am I the perfect example of a scumbag?
Well, no, the idea that the more working class, lower on the socioeconomic ladder you are, the more likely you are to return a lost wallet. Mm. You grew up a spoiled rich kid.
Yes.
You did all kinds of illegal stuff you were never held accountable for.
True.
Fair? Mm-hmm. You ended up with a great job cutting meat.
Yep.
You blew that, right? Yes. You robbed the place blind you were doing it the entire time.
Guilty.
You never thought about how bad it would be if you got caught.
Yes.
My argument about the more money you have, the less you care about rules, is right there.
So you think I'm that guy?
Yes.
So if Kimmy left her purse, mm-hmm. and I saw Kimmy left her purse in the lobby.
Yeah.
And wide open. And I see a little green in there. You think I would take it?
Now, no. But the fact that you were in your 30s, late 20s.
I mean, there's a Topps bag full of money out there.
The fact that you were in your late 20s, early 30s,
yeah.
with your job, stealing every single day, not worried about the consequences, tells me when you got a daddy with money and lots of connections, you're more likely to do unethical stuff.
But you got to blame the parents then, right? Not the kid. The kids, you know,
you're a grown ass man. You are a grown ass man.
You're an adult.
Although Joey does write us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Yeah. In Tommy's case, I believe that goes under the law of finders keepers back in 1742.
Oh, yeah.
The finders versus keepers case.
Yeah, the Weepers Act. Yes. Senator Weepers.
252 WCMF. Ben's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, Ben. Good
to hear from you, buddy.
So, I think I was out in Buffalo, maybe, for one of my old jobs. And I was at a gas station, and I happened to notice this dude drop a wallet on the ground. And it happened to be the guy in front of me who was getting gas. I real quick just peeked in the wallet to see how much there was. It was something like $300-$400, and we all know this well-established, pretty much. I could have used that money. Well, also, the back of my head, I'm thinking two things. I'm like, I don't know if he needs this more than I do, and also, if I do take
Doubt it,
there's a 100% chance I'm getting busted.
Yeah. I mean, look, I mean, Ben knows what the pain is like.
Hi, I'm Ben. I like to call him and tell you, I'm a good guy.
No, you didn't.
He's explaining his thought process.
I was calling up because it sucks when you're out money. I understand if that dude without that money, I don't know what he needs to pay. Maybe that's his child support to his ex-wife or his grocery
money. Well, take it. She don't deserve it.
$300 he had.
I love how you're not listening to Ben. I'm sorry, Ben.
Nobody listens to Ben.
Ben is saying he's not a good person in the situation. It wasn't, I have to do the altruistic thing. It was the reasons why he gave it back.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he knew that guy could be struggling.
And he didn't want to
get... Much like Ben.
Okay.
And he didn't want to get in trouble. Yeah. I heard the whole story.
No, but you didn't... Okay.
He heard it. He didn't hear it.
There you go. There you go. Ben, sorry you didn't win Sexiest Dad, but happy Father's Day, man. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Have a good one, guys.
All right, there goes not Sexiest Ben. We don't even know if he was the Sexiest Ben in the contest.
Was he the only
That
guy?
Would hurt.
I don't know if he was the
That
only
would
guy.
Hurt if you come in second place in a Ben-off.
We need to find out if there was another Ben.
And if he was indeed the sexiest Ben in Rochester.
You're Ben. You're a lesser Ben.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Technology makes this almost impossible. Yet somehow, a man in this room has done this 3 times in 3 months, and you say you're only doing it to me.
It's just you.
How?
I don't know.
How?
So I've made some maneuvers on the actual screen.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
Some maneuvers.
Well, I move things around.
Okay, that lets me know this is not going to stop. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So yesterday, Kimmy and I were at the Red Wings game. 1 o'clock, I got my kids with me, and you're aware that we're there.
Yeah.
Right? So you're not going to bother us.
No.
Yeah.
And fun behind the scenes facts, Tommy, Kimmy, myself, we never call each other outside of the room. We spend way too much time with each other.
If there's a call coming in, I think something horrible happened.
Exactly. The only time Tommy calls us, Kimmy, is to let us know somebody's fired or somebody's dead.
Yes. Some like juicy gossip.
There's
maybe
a body.
Yeah, exactly. So yesterday at the ball game, 1 o'clock, first pitch is about to happen. I get a call from Tommy and my heart sinks. Oh, no. Oh, no. So I answer the phone. I go, hey, what's up? And I'm like, is he choking? What the hell's going on over there?
Yeah, because you would be his first call.
Well, I don't know, maybe he was just like pawing at his phone, a pawtograph. And it goes on for 3 minutes.
Yep.
And I determine Tommy has ass-styled me.
Yes.
And I am able to determine this fairly quickly because this is the third time
I know
in 3 months you have ass-styled me. Which is astonishing because you have an iPhone.
Right.
And the way that the technology is today, it is almost impossible to ass-dial someone.
So why is it doing it?
I'm asking you. It's your phone.
Because I didn't even realize I did it till like 3:30.
Yeah, because I texted you. Did you ass-dial me? I called you back. You didn't answer.
Right.
I then texted you. Did you ass-dial me? You never responded. So I thought like maybe you were dead.
Yeah.
Which, you know, great.
Thanks for stopping by.
We actually started looking for new co-hosts.
You have my address. I did not know. And so now I'm looking at the phone. What am I touching or doing? Because I usually just keep my phone in my pocket. I think I was walking the dog.
Oh.
So the phone was in my pocket, not on. I mean, on, but, you know, it goes dormant, right? So how is it turning on and calling you?
I don't know, because there must be something about walking the dog. Because my dad is the only person that does this to me. And it's always when he's walking the dog, because I can hear him talking to the dog.
Yeah. But why?
And why is it only me? Am I the only person in your contacts?
No, but I have a list. But you, it's not my wife.
Yeah.
It's not my brothers.
No.
It's not Kimmy. It's you.
It's always me.
Like, on my favorites, you're like 2/3 down.
Well, maybe, are you talking about him? Like, are you?
Call Pat?
Well, yeah, you can, if you say, you know, hey, Siri, then maybe you say his name
or
something.
I don't use Siri.
But sometimes it picks you. You may not say "Hey Siri," but sometimes it picks up thinking you're saying it.
Are you talking about me when you were alone in your house?
Are you talking to your dog about Pat?
No.
Talking crap.
No, Kimmy's right.
I mean, I've had conversations.
I have this fear, like when I am really gossiping hard about somebody, I will check my phone to make sure it didn't accidentally dial or text that person.
Did you know?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Pat's an effing jerk.
That wouldn't.
I don't like Pat.
That wouldn't call me an idiot.
Call Pat an effing jerk.
It would be more like...
Didn't do nothing.
It would be like, hey, Siri, call Tommy, who I love so very, very much.
Oh, yeah. Like, it doesn't recognize that at all.
Well, no, it actually didn't at all because, yeah, it knows I'm lying. Yeah. It's got AI.
So I don't know. So I decided, like, where the icon sits on my phone is in the corner down here. So maybe when I'm grabbing the phone or pulling it out, I'm accidentally hitting that.
Why would it call me?
I don't know. So, but I said, let me move the icon around and put it, like, center of the screen. So I'm not hitting it when I'm pulling out of my pocket.
Okay.
I'm going to try that, see if it helps.
Okay, but follow-up question. If that was a thing, why isn't everybody doing it? I can't remember the last time I butt-dialed someone. I've never butt-dialed someone with an iPhone. Never in my life.
I seldom, except you.
252-WCMF. All right, Jeremy, he's a smart guy. He's going to get to the bottom of it. Hey, Jeremy, what's up, buddy?
I can go through the aggravation of trying to explain this to Tommy, but A, he's not going to understand it. B, he's not going to implement it. It doesn't matter. But
thanks for calling.
I'm surprised at this as well, because the feature on the iPhone is the raise and wake. When you raise your phone up or it experiences any acceleration, the screen pops on.
Yep.
And then if you have like a call feature, all you have to do is hit that button. So if his phone is in his pocket, that's what's happening.
Are you getting a boner and that's what's waking your phone?
No, but you still have to open up the screen with facial recognition. So how does that work?
Not to make a call, he's saying.
See, you tried to not get technical, and even in the most base explanation, you got too technical.
So just from walking, I'm opening up my phone and it's calling Pat.
Yes, and I'm sure that...
You don't know what the hell you're talking about, man.
He's trying to explain it.
No, what is he, Mr. iApple now?
Well, if he got into details... you'd tune him out.
Did you call him Mr. iApple?
Yeah.
I don't know what I expected from a guy. If you watch the live stream, he's constantly just watching TV. He's bored of the show that he's on. He doesn't even want to pay attention.
Yeah, but
Dionne
Warwick's
show
on right now, and I got to know where she's.
Oh
she's
my
doing
God, that's Dionne Warwick.
Yes.
Oh,
bro, she's 85.
I had Clipper talk this morning. This is exactly what the problem.
By the
is.
Way, Dionne Warwick,
your
nice
little,
Clipper.
Your little Italian ass is unlocking your phone. You know what I thought you were going to say, Pat?
What?
Something about he's getting ready for his afternoon routine. And then he activated the camera, and he's like mid, and that's what happened.
No, I'd watch that.
If that ever happens, which it will happen at some point, let's be honest with us, you have to save that video and make it available. I don't know, put on a T-shirt in the rock shop or somewhere.
The Tommy Cranks T-shirt?
Tommy Cranks.
Stupid haircut from Trends with a Z and his three stupid hairs standing up like Charlie Brown. Ooh.
What if I'm doing it while I'm watching Dionne Warwick on TV?
Nice Clipper.
Oh, man.
Very nice.
Came for you today, buddy.
Yeah, he did. He's coming in hot. Jeremy brings up a good point. What? Back to the thing that you were talking about, talking junk about somebody and afraid seriously.
Yeah, I have this fear. Like, I will always double, triple check my phone during any conversation I'm having about somebody because I'm so afraid that I'm accidentally recording something or accidentally calling somebody.
So, I got an Apple Watch.
Oh, that's tricky, too.
So, I'm not worried about saying. So, there are times where, especially when you got kids, when the mood strikes and you have the opportunity with your partner, you just take it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You're having sex, right? Okay. But my, I don't always take my Apple Watch off. Sometimes it just happens. We go for it, right? So, when I put my hands, if I'm doing a push-up, I got big arms and wrists. So it'll press the button, and when you press the button, Siri kicks in.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I have this terrifying
somebody's
fear.
Somebody's going to hear some noises.
Or I'm going to accidentally call somebody. Yes, they're going to call, pick up in the middle of me having sex. So, there are times where, things will be happening romantically where I'll, glance at my phone real quick when my wife can't catch me. Not because I'm, bored, but I'm afraid, my mom is listening to us do stuff. You know what I'm saying?
So you got to take the watch off before you get intimate?
Well, yeah, but I don't want to stop the sex train.
Well, and he also wants to see his, how many calories he burned after.
Surprisingly low amount of calories for sex. Have you tried that?
No, I don't have an Apple Watch.
Oh, your husband does, though, right?
Yeah, but
you don't
have sex.
He doesn't wear it all the time.
I promise you, your husband...
I feel like I would notice if he had that on.
I promise you, any man that has an Apple Watch has checked his calories before... And checked his calories after to see how many calories he burns during sex.
Damn.
Not a lot.
What if it starts going off your heart rate's too high right now. Please slow down.
Also might be a good reason to wear the Apple Watch while you're having sex.
True.
All right.
All right, stop calling me.
I don't mean to. I really don't.
No, because you know what's going to happen? Something terrible that you need to tell me?
And by the way, like when you noticed, did you ever text him back?
I didn't know.
At like 4 o'clock.
I did not notice any of this till 3:30.
Wait. I'm taking it back for a second because I thought you said you heard him in your ears.
So the one time recently that I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I hear in my ear, what's up? And I jumped because I was home. In the kitchen, nobody else was home.
Oh, no, the voices are back.
So it was in my hearing aids. So my hearing aids are linked to my phone. So Pat in my ear goes, what's up? And I literally thought you, like, snuck in my house and were standing behind me as a joke.
Why would I sneak in your house?
I don't know, but I'm hearing you in my ear. Like, I have really good hearing aids. So it sounds crystal clear you were standing behind me, and it was you on the phone linked to my hearing aids.
What a weird humble brag. Yeah. I got really good hearing aids.
Well, they're really good. They're
top of the line, I hear.
Hey, bro, I paid cash for them.
Hey, Kimmy.
Yeah.
No Medicare.
When he thought I was in his kitchen, right? You know what happened with his head?
What happened?
Well, I was right in his ears.
Oh, I bet you his ears really hurt.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.